Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hello, Sima. How are you?
I'm good. Hello, Michelle. How are you? How was your long weekend?
You know, as long as you get a long weekend, it's wonderful. But even then, it feels too short. Like, oh, one more day, please. I feel like Oliver in Oliver Twist. Please, sir, could I have some more?
I feel yesterday I want to slack you. And then I said it was like a day off. I said, no, I will leave you in peace for now.
The problem is on my days off, I end up on my desk doing all the things that aren't work related, but are my other work projects related. So yeah. I spent about 4 hours at my desk yesterday. And then I was like, I'm going to go watch some movies. That's what I did. So how are you?
I'm good. My long weekend was only Saturday and Sunday. I felt it pass so quickly. I work in the garden. I enjoyed the last beautiful weather in the Netherlands. So yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
Normal weekend.
Well, I'm excited about today's topic because I'm actually involved in today's topic, which is nice. So today we're going to talk about WordPress Accessibility Day, which is a 24-hour event coming up in October. And so I dragged a few of my co-organizers along with me today for this event. Anybody that's watching has already seen them on the screen. But if you're only listening, you're in for a treat because I'm about to introduce you to some pretty awesome people. So today we have Beth Hannon and Alexander Gounder with us, and I'm very happy that they're both here. So I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves. Beth, I'm going to ask you to go first. Sure. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you live, what you do with WordPress, you know, all the details. And I'm going to drink my coffee when I do that.
Yes. So I'm Beth Hannon. I'm the CEO of AccessiCart. We're an accessibility services company, agency that focuses on e-commerce and other high user interaction sites. And I live in Bend, Oregon. So I'm about 3 hours from WordCamp US coming up. So I'll get to drive for the first time to WordCamp US anyway, coming up. And I serve on the organizing team for WordPress Accessibility Day, and I'm the lead of the sponsors and finance teams there. But then I also work, I'm the treasurer on the board, so I deal with all the money stuff.
She's the money person.
Yay.
Money, money. Thanks for joining us today, but it's good to have you here. Alexander, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Alexander. I run a digital agency called IncMyWeb here out of Mumbai, India. I've been contributing to WordPress since over a decade now. I've been an organizer for WordCamp since 2014. WordCamp Mumbai is one of the longest running WordCamps in India. So I've been part of the organizing team for that. For the last 2 years, I've been working with one of my friends, Raghwa, on digitalalmy.com, where we've been working on various accessibility projects. That's how I was an attendee last year for WordPress Accessibility Day, and this year I'm part of the organizing team also. I'm part of the marketing team, but the team is very fluid, so I've been doing other tasks as well.
Absolutely. Awesome. And you all know me and you know what I do, but you don't know perhaps that I'm on the organizing team for WP Accessibility Day. I'm the marketing team. I'm the lead this year for marketing and get to work with wonderful people that you see on the screen and all the rest of the team that you can find on our website too. But I'm going to turn it over to Sima so she can interview all of us.
First, I feel lame. Next year, I'm going to be organizer. I'm going to join as organizer.
Yay!
Because I'm the only one here is not. And I feel like, oh no, next year I have to be in the team. Yeah. I would love to know how did the idea for WordPress Accessibility Day originate and what motivate to start this amazing 24 hours event? And not a lot of events in WordPress go for 24 hours. So what's really important to make it a 24 hours and what people expect to learn during this 24 hours of event?
That was a lot of questions.
Yes.
Beth, I think you've been with us the longest. You want to tell us about the origin?
Yeah. So in 2020, Joe Dolson who has long served on the Make WordPress accessibility team, had really got this idea to try and put together a 24-hour event. And part of the goal was really to there are events where you can learn more about accessibility, but a lot of times they're expensive. You have to pay for them. And then also a lot of times they're not in your time zone. And so that's where this idea of a 24-hour event came up, that you could find something in your time zone all across WordPress, and just sort of reflecting that commitment in WordPress to, really trying to meet people where they are and make that. And so Joe had the first event, and he pretty much single-handedly organized that one. And then things fell apart, of course, during COVID that first year. And then 2022 was the first time that we kind of came back to try and do again another event that was all virtual. And then it's really grown between 2023 and 2024. So the organizing team has gotten much bigger, much more intentionality around all kinds of aspects of organizing the event. We have Michelle leading our marketing team. I'm like, oh my God, like doing these amazing kinds of interviews and things to help get the word out about the event. And so it's pretty cool. So we expect that we'll have over 2,000 attendees
Wow,
this year. So
that's amazing. Yeah, it's really amazing number. And why do you, as organizers, I think I would love to hear from all of you, choose to put so much time and energy into an event like this? And has web accessibility impacted you, or others, personally?
Alexander, go ahead.
yeah. So I come from a place like India where accessibility is not something, it's an afterthought, or it's something that is not, doesn't cross anyone's mind. In fact, we have the worst kind of government websites. They're like, all of them are like, they were built in 1997. And so if like standards like web accessibility are applied, at that point of time, websites become usable by default. Simple things which we take for granted on regular websites, where we can just press tab and go to the next field, those things don't work on this website because some programmer decided that we won't allow people to tab to the next field, or they write an additional JavaScript so that it doesn't happen in the name of security. I don't understand what that is, what kind of security that can provide. So things like web accessibility need to be promoted, and especially in this side of the planet, I think web accessibility and WordPress, because WordPress has such a big footprint, if WordPress becomes accessible, that ends up covering a big, huge space as well.
Awesome. Yeah.
For me, I'm going to jump in, but tell you, I think a lot of
Oh,
people have read my article called 5 Days Without a Shower, where I had some pretty bad accessibility experiences at WordCamp US in 2022. And for me, it was the first time I had experienced at that scale the inability to do things for myself or to access spaces and things like that. And I thought, when I was taught, thinking about when I was asked to join the team this year, I thought about the fact that if I approach a building and there's no way for me to open a door, or if I approach a building, there's no curb cuts, or everything is on the second floor, but there's no elevator. For me, I am no longer physically able to access those things. And for somebody with web accessibility issues who need a screen reader or who can't see contrasting issues or, all of the things that go into that, it has to be very similar to coming up to a building and not being able to open the door. And so my physical experiences also made me think about what online accessibility must be to other people. That and the fact that I'm almost 56 and my eyes aren't what they used to be. So if the contrast isn't there, if the font size isn't there, I'm pinching things open on my phone, I'm making things bigger on my computer. We shouldn't have to do those things. We should have those things already in place for people who especially have any, accessibility issues online. But as we get older, it's not even that we have grown up with disabilities. It's just that as we get older, everybody starts to experience some of these things. And so Making the web accessible for people with disabilities makes it accessible for everybody. How about you, Beth?
Absolutely. Well, at one level, that accessibility is what my agency does, but it's part of what we do because we had a client that needed it, 7 or 8 years ago, and it and one once our team saw, really understood what accessibility was about in terms of web accessibility, all of us knew people in our lives that impacted, and it just became this great purpose-driven kind of way that we could impact the world. And it's more a sense of if we help, there's an aspect of like, I want to work myself out of a job. If I could get the world to the place where nobody needed help with accessibility, that would be an awesome thing, because that would mean things were way more accessible. I don't think that's going to happen. It's going to take a long time for that to happen. But the more we can do events like Accessibility Day, or doing webinars and tutorials and things to like help people learn how to be more empathetic in the way they put together websites, right? That just makes the world a better place.
We would love for there to be no need for underrepresented in tech also, but it's
Exactly.
probably not going to happen in our lifetimes.
Exactly. But every bit counts, and it's about me. I mean, I think in some ways that's the your underrepresented in tech, Accessibility Day are really all about trying to make the world a more inclusive, more better place for more people. And it's not about excluding folks that are already being included, but it's really about just broadening the circle because we all benefit when we do that.
You mean that
Especially
even
with
people
me.
without screen readers can benefit if so, it doesn't impact me at all if I'm not using a screen reader?
Absolutely. Making your website more accessible really does improve the user experience for everybody on your site, right? So people who are just have a situational limitation, they're on their phone in a bright sunlight, or they're trying to hold a wiggly baby, or they're hangry and they can't hit the button, right? So there's all kinds of ways that we can make that a better experience for everybody. And I see Sema down there with her Yoast thing. It makes you improves your SEO. So all kinds of
Who
so
knew?
all kinds of reasons to get involved with accessibility.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't the number too, Bet, you might know this better than I do, isn't the number of like the percentage of increase in sales on a site like significantly more if you're accessible because you're actually selling to the entire audience instead of just a subset?
So the estimates around the globe are that about 20 to 25% of all adults have some kind of disability. And a lot of those dis I mean, a lot of times people react like that seems like a huge number. Well, a lot of disabilities are invisible. We don't really see them necessarily. And so it is a large number. There are studies. It's really hard to do those kinds of studies because you have to do the before and after. But there are some that making your website more accessible does increase your sales. It certainly it helps you increase your audience. But if you think about it, in the US alone, people with disabilities control $490 billion in disposable income. Is there like it's a if you're not tapping into that market in terms of your products and services, you're leaving money on the table as a business. So
You could, so it's okay to be selfish. If that's the only reason you want to be accessible is selfishness, at least you've still made the web a better place. You're not, we're missing the empathy part there, but at
It's
least
not
it's
a,
felt like
it
you're
doesn't
better.
have to be only altruism. I mean, I think that is, I think it makes you better at improving accessibility if you can have some empathy to kind of then think about how a particular a person with a particular disability might experience this feature of your site when you start to get into the weeds of looking at accessibility. But it really is a business driven ex can be for a lot of folks, right? They're going to improve their broaden their audience, improve their sales, but also they're going to comply with the law. And so we do a lot of that. So in the US, there's the Americans with Disabilities Act, a lot of lawsuits are brought under that. And then in the EU, we have the European Accessibility Act that will start enforcement in June next year. And so that's,
Oh.
also that impacts not just EU businesses, but anybody who sells into the EU, anybody who has EU customers. And so, yeah, it can be. I mean, I get used to a lot of times talking to folks and convincing them it's a business, good business decision.
Absolutely. It's kind of, yeah. Go ahead,
Yeah, it's a good
Alexander.
business practice from us developers as well. Like the simple example, an Indian developer would earn almost 2 times more doing accessible websites than regular websites.
Well, yeah.
The kind of payout that we've been seeing for our accessibility projects is almost 2x of what we get for our normal projects.
Well,
Yeah.
pretty, yeah. I have another question. I know, or we can see that you pay for your speakers and Pitt, I know since you're the finance person in the World Accessibility Day, and of course we know there has to be more expense for something this big, 24 hours event, a lot of speakers, a lot of sessions. How does WordPress Accessibility Day sustain itself financially? And is it enough for what sponsors are paying or covering? Is it enough to cover everything for the speakers and all of the other expenses?
Yeah, so Accessibility Day is kind of unusual for a WordPress event in that we do pay our speakers a stipend. But there are a lot of other expenses, as you're right, because the event is live captioned. So we're providing high quality captions for people with hearing disabilities. We're also providing live ASL interpretation in that. And so those pieces, and then at the end of the event, all of the recordings are professionally transcribed so that the transcriptions of the videos are A, accurate, because we're often talking about technical things, right? And a lot of times the AI transcriptions just don't cut it. And so yeah, that's a lot of expense. And then broadcasting and the Zoom webinars and all that, it does cost a lot. So we are supported by some awesome sponsors. So we I am just gratified that we sell out of our sponsorships every year. We have folks from Yoast and Equalize Digital, other folks who just really pitch in to make this the event that it is, in terms of providing some helping us to produce an event that is such a high quality for free. Attendees can come for free. So it's producing this event that has 24 hours of programming, but nobody has to pay to come. And that benefits people like in Alexander's part of the world that are wanting to build up their skills, people in the US, but we have presentations for people at all different skill levels. You can make a donation. We gratefully accept those donations. If you want to get one of the, I'm wearing my t-shirt this year. We have some great t-shirts for a $50 donation. You can get an event t-shirt. So shipped pretty much anywhere in the world. So we're trying to also kind of keep up with promoting the event in those kinds of ways. But yeah, it's our awesome sponsors that help us make this event.
And
It's no
no donation is too small. I want to say that too, right? So like we have a lot
Oh,
of people
absolutely
who
no.
are registering and they're donating $10, and those $10 add up over time. So for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's really awesome. I'm really happy, and of course when I saw the event a couple of years, it's totally free, and I was like that's encouraging also people to attend and learn and grow. And I know this year you're doing interview and you're doing interview the sponsors, highlighting the companies what they're doing for accessibility, and that is really really awesome and amazing. And I
Yeah.
know your
And
keynote.
it's not only that we get this event, but because of the way then we're doing the transcriptions post-event, this is creating this amazing library of topics. And so within a few weeks after the event, we hope that everything should be up in English on the event page, right? So if nobody really should stay awake for 24 hours, but there may be a few people who want to do that, right? But you're going to catch some of those videos later if it they happen in a time zone. But you can go back and look at past years, and one of the really kind of exciting things that's happening this year is that we have a relatively new translation team led by Joni Habibi, who's working on helping us translate things into Spanish and French and German and some other languages around the world, as we have volunteers to help us do that. And so, it's not only that you get this event this year, but it's also that you're going to get, you can go back and look at other presentations from past years. So.
Awesome. I know you have amazing person for the keynote. Her name is Lainey Feingold. I hope I pronounce her name right.
Feingold. Lainey
Feingold, yeah.
Feingold.
Yeah, I mean, I'm famous for butchering people names, so I'm really sorry, Lainey. I hope to meet you one day. But can you tell us about her, about what her session will cover? We'd love to know.
Yeah, Lainey Feingold is a U.S. attorney who has been involved in legal actions in the United States. She is the kind of pioneered a process for trying to bring together companies that were not accessible with people with disabilities. And to bring this called a structured negotiation kind of process to help them do that. And she was involved in the 90s in one of the very first cases where banks did not have accessible teller machine ATM machines, and got them to be to have Braille on them. If you go to an ATM machine in the US today and there's Braille on it, it's because Lainey Feingold's work. And so she's going to be talking about the legal kind of legal landscape around accessibility. And of course, that is a really big deal for a lot of folks these days in terms of all the lawsuits that are coming that are kind of serial plaintiffs, but also then the coming stuff around EAA that we talked about before. So yeah, so she's also just a great speaker. So that is really something to look forward to.
That's really awesome. I'm joining definitely. I'm not going for 24 hours. Just go and I'm really happy that I can rewatch as later.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would love to know also, you have of course a lot of amazing speakers, a lot of amazing topics. What is specific accessibility challenges or topics are you focusing this year, or you just keep it general? And if also, there's something you like to highlight. This question for any one of you, if they have the knowledge. What topic would you like to highlight or you want to mainly focus on?
Alexander, why don't you jump in on this one?
I'm not sure what I can add on this question. So,
Which talk are you most looking forward to?
I've not gone through the speaker selection, so I
Okay.
have
Yeah,
no
okay.
interest. That's something that I look at in the roster. But there are a few speakers who I know of. I recently attended one of the IAAP meetups here in Mumbai. And we had it was held at this company called Barrier Break, which is a popular accessibility company based out of Mumbai. And there are people who I met at the meetup who are speakers. So definitely, even in fact, the speaker who I attended, whose talk I attended last year, Rashmi, I ended up meeting her at the meetup here physically. So that's something I'm looking forward to. Yeah.
I am looking forward to I'm looking forward to them all. I don't want to like necessarily find, pick people out, but there's one speaker, Alice Oru from Italy, who's doing practical text accessibility tips for content creators. And I was like, her pitch starts with, you wouldn't think that text has any accessibility needs, and yet there are. And she also talks about inclusivity with language, which is something that the Yoast plugin does as well, has an accessible inclusivity part that you can toggle on and off. And everybody should leave on, by the way. But that helps us navigate things like, inclusive language. Instead of saying boys and girls, we can say children, or we can say students, things like that. Or instead of, ladies and gentlemen, we can use more inclusive terms that cover all of the, the gender terminologies, and I don't even know how to say it right, but all the gender spectrum, I should say, that's the word I was looking for.
There we go.
And so, I'm really looking forward. She's one of the first three speakers, the first three or four speakers. So I'll be awake. She'll also be good. But I'm looking forward to hers. I'm also obviously looking forward to hearing Lainey talk as well.
Yeah, for me, Lainey, the talk from Lainey is going to be the big one, so.
I'm gonna attend the talk. I don't care if I have to wake up or stop working or do anything. That's something to skip some stuff for. Yeah.
And Bet gets to introduce her, which is even more
I
exciting.
do.
Wow.
I do. This is we've rotated around, so I'm on the as the treasurer, I'm on the board, and we've kind of rotated around, and it's come up to be my turn to do kind of
Yeah.
the opening remarks and introduce Lainey. So, yeah,
That's
I'm excited
exciting.
about that. Yeah,
That's
I would be
great.
too.
What would you like to say to everyone is like listening to us, I don't know, also watching us on YouTube, about WordPress Accessibility Day, if there's something I didn't ask or there's some information would you like to share?
Alexander?
Yeah, so accessibility is not rocket science. It's not something, it's just that like how we would do HTML and CSS, a lot of programmers here in India feel that HTML and CSS is something that they shouldn't be doing and the front-end developer should be handling separately. It's something like that. So right now those roles have changed. So similarly, accessibility is something that's not rocket science. If you start doing it, if you start understanding the reasons behind it, it will come second to nature for you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So when I started doing mending projects for WordPress accessibility, at that point of time, it's only once or twice that I was guided, okay, we need to do this and why we need to do this. And then slowly, I was able to take those calls myself.
Wow,
So
that's
it took
nice.
me all of like 3 days to read up on accessibility before we got started. Yeah. And I'm a very slow reader.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Just get started, right? You just
Yeah.
get started.
Yeah.
I would say, go register. And even if the date doesn't fall at a good time for you, get on the mailing list so you'll get the emails, you'll get, the notices for when the videos come out, and kind of just if you're not able to join us, just go register. Do know that some of the sponsors have provided digital swag, so there are some pretty cool things that just like swag at an in-person event. So kind of cool. But check that out.
For me, I would also add to everything that everybody here has said is that nobody expects perfection from you trying to do accessibility. So I very publicly make mistakes. I own up to my mistakes. I talk about my mistakes because I want other people to learn that you can make mistakes. It's what you do once you've made a mistake and how you set your course of action from what you've learned from those kinds of things. So I famously talk about the time when we underrepresented the tech. This was not Sama. This was me before she joined, but we, the organization, sent out a newsletter. And I thought I was being accessible in the way that I was putting links and things like that. But I got an email back from one of our readers who is a blind reader who said, like, basically, I expect more from somebody who talks about underrepresentation in a very kind way. And I took it to heart. I could have been like, well, we're doing our best, right? Like, that's what people tend to do, and they get on the defensive. Instead, I was like, crap, I do not want this person to have that experience. And so I said, I am dedicated to making sure that our newsletters links are better links and that every image has a better description. And so the next month, I said, it's not your job to report back, but if you see anything and you'd like to let me know if we've done better, I would appreciate it. And she responded and said, "It was awesome." And I was like, "Yes." And I wrote about
Ah.
that experience on Twitter because I wanted other people to realize that I think people know I strive to do so good. But if I don't know, I don't know. And but once I learn, I do better. And then I try to educate others the same way. So it's okay if you don't know what you don't know, come to WordPress Accessibility Day to learn what you don't know and then start to put it in action. And if you flub it up a little bit, do better the next time because that's what it's all about. It's about growth and education.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we talked a lot about the WordPress Accessibility Day, but
Yes.
at the end, like to say that it's going to be in the 9th and 10th of October, and it's going to be live stream, and people can have access to the recording, and everyone listening, just go do quickly sign up, and it's also free, totally free. So, yeah. I will give the closing remarks to my lovely co-host, Michelle.
Well, I will also say that while we've been sitting here, we've got 20 more registrations. So, and
Okay.
nobody's even listening to us right now because we're recording. So, it's definitely something that we have almost 400 people registered right now, and we just opened up registration on Friday. Today's Tuesday, so you can see it's a popular event for a reason, and we would love, love, love for you to attend. You don't have to give a donation. It's available there. You don't have to buy a t-shirt. You can buy a t-shirt. But at the very least, register so that you get the information about like Beth said, if you can't attend that day, at least you're knowing when the schedules when the videos are out for you to watch afterwards. But it definitely brings you into a community of people who are all striving to do better on the web for everybody. Cool. All right. Next week we do
Awesome.
have a guest. I'm probably not going to say her name right, but I'm going to pull it up real quick. Next week our guest. Can you say it? Say
No, for me, I just, I can butcher everyone's names. I have that beautiful skill. So I can pronounce her name and I can
Okay.
apologize later.
Sounds good.
Shalivi, Shalivi. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I feel.
Shelby, I think is how she said it. I'm looking for her.
Okay.
I don't have her last
Yeah.
name in front of me. Oh, Shelby Waklu. And we're
Okay.
excited to have her come on next week. We're going to talk about a thing, a bunch of stuff that she's doing as far as underrepresentedness and the work that she's doing in the community. So we're going to have her on next week. And I think that's the only thing we have scheduled right now because after that is WordCamp US. So won't be
Yay!
recording that week. And then after that, we'll see. But if you have topics you'd like us to discuss, if you notice things that are could use a little boost in our community, in the tech community, and things that need to be brought to the surface, that's what we do. We get into the hard-hitting stuff. Sometimes we talk about things that aren't comfortable. Sometimes we're able to celebrate things that are, but we don't pull any punches here. Beth's nodding. She's like, she's heard some episodes. She knows we go for the jugular sometimes because accessibility, inclusivity, diversity, belonging, all the things that make the world a little more equitable. Those are the things that we are striving for every day at Underrepresented in Tech. So, Beth, Alexander, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate you. I don't think we really talked at the very beginning. It's like very early in the morning for Beth. It's very late in the evening for Alexander. It's mid-morning for me and it's mid-afternoon for Sama. So we're literally spanning the globe as we record this right now. And I really appreciate both of you taking some time to be with us today. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for
Thank you.
having me.
Thank you for having
Absolutely. Sama, always good to see you. I will see you soon.
me.
And to everybody
Definitely.
else, we'll see you next time on Underrepresented in Tech. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
If you're interested in using our database, joining us as a guest for an episode, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.